Buckley and Murata on this Friday, coming to you live from the Ak Chin Community Studios. Obviously, it's been a big week for Arizona basketball with the firing of Sean Miller. They're conducting interviews for that now vacant head coaching position. First time it's been vacant in 12 years. And the man who broke the story about Sean Miller being shown the door joins us now. Jeff Goodman from Stadium, our guest here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Jeff, thanks for the time today. We really appreciate it.
No problem. Kind of, I guess, long overdue, right,
with
Sean Miller. I think it's something that people thought would happen 3-4 years ago and dragged on and on and on. And finally, the Sean Miller era is history in Tucson. I'm, as you guys know, an Arizona grad, so for me it's a little bit closer than most of these job searches that I cover because, frankly, you know, I'm not a homer by any means. In fact, I think most Arizona fans probably hate me, but I do.
They hate everybody,
actually,
Jeff.
I know. They really have hated me over the years. And obviously you want what's best for the program because for me, like the better they are, the better chance I have of being able to get out of the crappy weather here in Boston and get to Tucson during the basketball season. So, like, for me, it's a no-brainer. Like, be good. I can get out there and, you know, drink at several of my old stomping grounds. Most of them are gone. And have fun for a weekend in Tucson and come up to Scottsdale as well. So it's a win-win. So I need them to be good for that reason as much as anything.
When you broke this earlier and then we heard the Dave Hickey press conference, there was still so many questions after the press conference about the timing of it. Why a month ago support from the athletic director and the university president and then this sudden change of pace or about face? For our listeners, can you kind of outline the thinking behind that from the university standpoint, Jeff?
I mean, I think a lot of it was, again, the big boosters. And you know, there's two significant boosters with the program right now, and they were firmly behind Sean Miller. So I think that was the hardest part. I think it would have been done a lot earlier had that not been the case. And then obviously you had the NCAA tournament. Once that started, I feel like, again, it was slowed down because of the women's team and how well they were doing. And obviously Tommy Lloyd being firmly entrenched in this process, that there was no rush at that point. You know, you had Damon Stoudemire, Miles Simon. You weren't going to get Tony Bennett. Like a lot of these guys, Mark Few, you knew you weren't going to get him. So there was no major rush at that point. But I think, again, it was something that the administration probably wanted to do a little bit earlier, but felt like, again, you had a couple of the big money people that were behind Sean Miller.
All right, Tommy Lloyd is an interesting guy, and obviously having the seat next to Mark Few is a good deal. But there's also a belief that going directly into the Wildcat family is the way to kind of go, given the tone of this team in Tucson. Your thoughts on that? Where does the school need to go to strike that right balance?
So I'm torn. I did something like 2 months ago. Myself, Rob Dosser, and Jeff Porzello did like succession plans for each of the big schools, you know, Carolina, Duke. We went through like 5 or 6 of them, and Arizona was one of them. And my pick then, I'm pretty sure, I need to dig it up, was Tommy Lloyd. But I went through some other scenarios as well. And, you know, I think Damon Stoudemire he's paid his dues. There's no doubt. I mean, unlike Mike Woodson, 63 years old, who has taken over at Indiana without an ounce, a shred of college basketball experience, unlike Hubert Davis, who spent 9 years at Carolina on Roy Williams' staff, but is not known as like a dogged recruiter, hasn't been a head coach in college. Damon Stoudemire has it, right? I mean, he started at Rice making nothing. He worked as an assistant at Memphis, at Arizona, and has been a head coach at probably the worst or certainly one of the worst programs in the WCC in Pacific and done a good job. So I don't think you can go wrong with Damon. I don't think you can go wrong with Tommy Lloyd. I think they're both really, really good choices. And as an Arizona alum, I would be happy with either one. Tommy Lloyd has been integral, absolutely integral in this Gonzaga program and building it to what it is. Mm-hmm. Mark Few, and Mark and I have had kind of discussions, arguments, whatnot about this over the years. He always kind of makes fun of me because I'm the type that has always outwork people. I felt like that was the only way I could do it. And I'd be on the road every day in July and, you know, everywhere I could be in the college season and, you know, make him. And Mark Few, that wasn't him. He basically was like, listen, I'm not going to every event in July and April at recruiting. I'm going to spend time with my family. I'm going to go fishing, and I'm going to have life balance. So Tommy Lloyd has had to take on a much greater role in recruiting than a lot of guys. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not to say Mark Few, listen, Mark Few's Mark Few. When he makes a call, it's obviously going to have an impact with these kids. But I guess what I'm saying is Tommy Lloyd has done an unbelievable job recruiting international kids, recruiting transfers, recruiting some high school kids, helping manage this program. Because, again, Mark Few isn't Tom Izzo. Tom Izzo is a guy that is so – he's a micromanager in a sense because he wants to be involved in absolutely everything. That is not Mark Few. So I think Tommy Lloyd has done so much for this Gonzaga program.
Yeah.
When you look at kind of the imprint of what he's been able to do, it's remarkable.
Jeff Goodman from Stadium, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. The timing of this, again, it raises other questions. From a recruiting standpoint and the transfer portal being so active and so fruitful right now, how far behind is Arizona for 21-22, and what could that possibly do to future years by falling behind even 1 year in that aspect, Jeff?
Well, here's what I'll say. Here's what I'll say is a lot of this roster is international guys. Mm-hmm. What is Tommy Lloyd best known for? Recruiting international guys. So if anybody can keep this group, and I think ultimately as well, you're going to keep Jack Murphy. I think you have to. Whoever takes over needs to keep Jack Murphy. He's an Arizona guy. He's been a former head coach at NAU. He's loyal. He's really good. So I think you keep him. And he has relationships, and he recruited a lot of those international guys. So I think ultimately, to me, you stand the best chance of keeping those international guys if you hire Tommy Lloyd. Yeah, you may lose a guy here or there, but you know the positive is this team, I don't know where I think I had them ranked at like 20, 22, somewhere around there. Now things are going to change and will continue to change because of the transfer portal, but they are a team that certainly has a chance to finish in the top 2, 3, 4 in the Pac-12 next season, as long as you keep the core and maybe add some other transfers, which, again, whether it's Damon or Tommy Lloyd, they're going to be able to do.
Yeah.
All right, my last question, Jeff. I'm curious what you think about this. Big picture, we've seen Kansas act in utter defiance of the NCAA, and prior to firing Sean Miller or parting ways with him, Arizona was doing the same darn thing. What is this a sign of in college basketball? Is there just an organized movement or a growing movement that schools are sick of the NCAA's hypocrisy in a lot of different levels? Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of the investigations take so long that the schools are so frustrated. And what they're saying is, listen, if you're going to hit us quickly, because right now we feel like we've been under fire for 4 years and had to pay a penalty for 4 years in terms of the negative recruiting that's gone on. We can't really – I mean, look at Kansas. They're falling off every single year right now. I think their whole deal is, listen, if you're going to hit us right away so we know what's going on and we can move forward. And I think that was part of it with Arizona's administration. They didn't think it would draw out quite this long. But, you know, in all fairness – the NCAA wasn't able to move on these until the federal investigation was over. And we all know how slow the NCAA is once they start to investigate. So, you know, we knew it was going to take a while, but I do understand it needs to be quicker in the future. Somehow they need to figure this thing out, maybe through this new independent process. Maybe it'll start to move a little quicker. And we also had a pandemic, so I get it. There were a lot of NCAA staffers that were furloughed at certain times. So I get their frustration on both ends with us.
Yeah. Jeff, thanks so much for the insight today and spending some time with us. We really appreciate it. Have a great weekend.